4. The realization of God. God is the only stationary, self-contained, and changeless being in the whole universe of universes, having no outside, no beyond, no past, and no future. God is purposive energy, creative spirit, and absolute will, and these are self-existent and universal. Since God is self-existent, He is absolutely independent. The very identity of God is inimical to change. I, the Lord, change not. God is immutable, but not until you achieve paradise status can you even begin to understand how God can pass from simplicity to complexity, from identity to variation, from quiescence to motion, from infinity to finitude, from the divine to the human, and from unity to duality and triunity. And God can thus modify the manifestations of His absoluteness, because divine immutability does not imply immobility. God has will. He is will. God is the being of absolute self-determination. There are no limits to His universe reactions, save those which are self-imposed, and His free will acts are conditioned only by those divine qualities and perfect attributes which inherently characterize His eternal nature. Therefore is God related to the universe as the being of final goodness plus a free will of creative infinity. The Father Absolute is the creator of the central and perfect universe and the father of all other creators. Personality, goodness, and numerous other characteristics God shares with man and other beings, but infinity of will is His alone. God is limited in His creative acts only by the sentiments of His eternal nature and by the dictates of His infinite wisdom. God personally chooses only that which is infinitely perfect, hence the supernal perfection of the central universe. And while the Creator sons fully share His divinity, even phases of His absoluteness, they are not altogether limited by that finality of wisdom which directs the Father's infinity of will. Hence, in the Michael order of sonship, creative free will becomes even more active, wholly divine, and well-nigh ultimate, if not absolute. The Father is infinite and eternal, but to deny the possibility of His volitional self-limitation amounts to a denial of this very concept of His volitional absoluteness. God's absoluteness pervades all seven levels of universe reality, and the whole of this absolute nature is subject to the relationship of the Creator to His universe creature family. Precision may characterize Trinitarian justice in the universe of universes, but in all His vast family relationship with the creatures of time, the God of universes is governed by divine sentiment. First and last, eternally, the infinite God is a Father. Of all the possible titles by which He might appropriately be known, I have been instructed to portray the God of all creation as the universal Father. In God the Father, free will performances are not ruled by power, nor are they guided by intellect alone. The divine personality is defined as consisting in spirit and manifesting Himself to the universes as love. Therefore, in all His personal relations with the creature personalities of the universes, the first source and center is always and consistently a loving Father. God is a Father in the highest sense of the term. He is eternally motivated by the perfect idealism of divine love, and that tender nature finds its strongest expression and greatest satisfaction in loving and being loved. In science, God is the first cause; in religion, the universal and loving Father; in philosophy, the one being who exists by Himself, not dependent on any other being for existence, but beneficently conferring reality of existence on all things and upon all other beings. But it requires revelation to show that the first cause of science and the self-existent unity of philosophy are the God of religion, full of mercy and goodness, and pledged to effect the eternal survival of His children on earth. We crave the concept of the infinite, but we worship the experience idea of God. Our anywhere and anytime capacity to grasp the personality and divinity factors of our highest concept of deity. The consciousness of a victorious human life on earth is born of that creature faith which dares to challenge each recurring episode of existence when confronted with the awful spectacle of human limitations, by the unfailing declaration, "Even if I cannot do this, there lives in me one who can and will do it, a part of the Father Absolute of the universe of universes." And that is the victory which overcomes the world, even your faith.